You know, actually, this is a good question for you, Finbear. I feel like you're qualified to answer. What's up with the slime girl fetish? Like, what's that all about?
Okay. From a visual perspective, slime girls are something that can manipulate themselves, so they can be very slippery all over you. They can twist and turn themselves, but probably quite a few people have regression and aging as a fetish as well. Mm. So enjoying a doll or a girl in this case who can change her appearance to be a sultry 22-year-old or a not safe for work underage girl. And everything in between.
All right, the metamorphosis thing is, I've seen some fetishism. That's where the I can't even remember what the hell I was watching. There was some anime or hentai or something where there was a girl who was like, her whole thing was she could basically shapeshift, and like she would basically take on like the form of whatever the fucking degenerates out there want, it kind of thing.
Ooh, nice.
And it was something like that. But now my other question is, because somebody had pointed out to me there is prototypes out in the wild of TPE that is see-through.
Yes, I was about to get to that point.
Now, would you yourself be in the marketplace for a TPE version of a, like, slime girl?
That could be quite fun. I guess for different fetishes, it's not top of the list for me. But I wouldn't say no if it was around, because there's definitely an aesthetic, certainly a fetish as well, for people to be able to see themselves inside of what they're fucking. So they see the penetration. It's something that's kind of an X-ray fetish that you can see inside what's happening.
I like I like the ones where they show their like stomachs and their wombs getting like invaded while they're, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, hentai has given us lots of images of what is happening on the outside, and also an X-ray into what's happening inside. All those lovely cream pies and getting cervix banged and all that kind of degenerate stuff.
Really? Yeah.
I think the slime girl aesthetic is that she's partially see-through, so you'd be able to see all of that happening, including when you finish, and seeing all of that run within her, and having both a visual and a sensory expectation as well, and just having it run wild. The other thing is that she's slimy, so she's permanently lubricated, so she'd be very slick and slippery. Lots of people like the soap land fetish and the nudu-nudu bath fetish, so there's a lot of sliminess that can happen with fetishism, particularly in Japan. So slime girls fit really well into that. And of course, if you're listening to it on an audio feed like this, you just hear lots of sloppy, wet sound.
I think I'm emulating that, right?
Very nice.
I hope so.
I know what you mean, though. There's a lot of different fetishism into that. I never really thought that much about it, to be honest with you, but that's interesting. So that's why it's good to have other people's perspectives.
It's a great question. I guess, does anyone else have any thoughts on slime girls or interesting thoughts of see-through stuff?
Yellowneck put his thing here in the comments. He said, I want to see more trailer trash big-tittied whores.
Okay.
Problem?
I think that's what he's into.